What is up? Greetings, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I am your host, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system, it is always a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds, if you want to help a loved one get off their meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out. Our number is 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, the ones we talk about on the program, the ones you hear advertised on the program, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart. Make sure you take a specially long look at my personal favorite Longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add to water and drink. It's a wonderful way to get water-soluble vitamins, the B-complex and vitamin C, your fatty vitamins, vitamins D, E, A, and K. It's a great source of fruit and vegetable powders, MSM, chondroitin, amino acids. It's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. You can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. If you want to start a longevity business, get your products at the wholesale price, or if you want to join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program, you can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, welcome aboard The Bright Side Express. I want to talk a little bit today and for the next couple of days about a pretty relevant topic, and that is the whole subject of SSRIs. They used to be called SRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors. These days they call them selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. You know them as Prozac and Zoloft and Effexor. I remember when this high-tech class of drugs came out in the late 1980s, when I just was a young pharmacist, just out of pharmacy school back then. Prozac was pretty revolutionary stuff. Prozac was the first of these SSRIs, or SRIs as they were called back then. And it was a completely different mechanism for dealing with mental health issues. It pretty much revolutionized the antidepressant business. Before Prozac, the cutting-edge antidepressants were two other classes of drugs, which are still used today. Back in when Prozac came out in 1988, it was kind of a coming-out party for something called serotonin, which these days most people have heard of as a relaxing or happy hormone, happy kind of brain chemical. Back then, nobody had ever heard of serotonin. At least lay people hadn't heard of serotonin. This idea that manipulating serotonin is the answer to depression is just more drug company, pharmaceutical company hocus pocus and propaganda of the most blatant kind. This serotonin hypothesis goes hand in hand with the idea of a chemical imbalance in the brain that's responsible for depression. And most people, at least many people, would be very surprised to learn that there's really no such thing technically speaking, biochemically speaking, as a chemical imbalance. Chemical imbalance, the idea of a chemical imbalance, even though a lot of folks will just assume that they have a chemical imbalance, a lot of psychiatrists assume that there's a biochemical logic to the idea of a chemical imbalance. Really, the whole notion of chemical imbalances in the brain is marketing, it's advertising, it was created by drug companies to sell drugs. Nobody's ever really seen a chemical imbalance. Nobody's ever really detected a chemical imbalance. There's no test for a chemical imbalance. If you are under the impression that you have a chemical imbalance, you've been deluded. You've been fooled. Because there's really no way we can tell what a chemical imbalance is. Chemicals go up, chemicals go down in the brain. There's no test for detecting chemical imbalances. This chemical imbalance theory hypothesis began when it was noticed back in the 1950s that there were certain chemicals that were found in the brain that were lower in the brains of folks who had depression, or that could be lowered by using tranquilizers, specifically a tranquilizer called reserpine. They noticed that when people took this tranquilizer drug, reserpine, that certain brain chemicals would be lowered. So this finding was leveraged by drug companies to turn it to create this simplistic idea that if you could change brain nerve chemicals, neurochemicals as they call them, or neurotransmitters, you could improve the symptoms of depression. This is a theory, this is a hypothesis, this is a nice idea. The problem is, no one has ever been able to show that low levels of brain chemicals are associated with depression, period. No one's ever seen it. No one's ever shown it. It's theory. It's hypothesis. It's marketing jargon. It's the same problem that we talked about when we talked about cholesterol. It's the same idea. Nobody's ever shown that low cholesterol is linked to heart disease. No one's ever shown that low serotonin is linked to depression. The cholesterol theory of heart disease is wrong, and we drug tens of millions of Americans anyway, and likewise, the serotonin chemical imbalance theory has never been shown to be true, and yet we drug tens of millions of Americans anyway. The cholesterol theory is baloney, yet somehow, not only has this belief entered into the cultural mindset as a meme or a belief system, but even medical professionals believe this mythology, and much the same is true about this chemical imbalance theory of depression. This medical mythology going mainstream is a running theme, and it serves no one except stockholders and drug companies and CEOs and prescribing physicians. It doesn't serve us as patients, that's for sure. These days, antidepressants represent an $11 billion market, nearly half of which comes from two drugs, Effexor and Cymbalta. And even though sales are dropping of antidepressants as people get the idea that their depression isn't being helped by antidepressants, sales are dropping of antidepressants as brand name antidepressants go off patent, according to the National Center of Health Statistics. Even though sales of antidepressants are dropping, the rate of antidepressant use in this country is ridiculous. 400% increase since 1988 when Prozac came out. More than 1 out of 10 Americans is taking an antidepressant, and almost 1 out of 4 women in their 40s and 50s take antidepressants. Women, by the way, are over twice as likely to be taking an antidepressant than men. So before we get started on this whole idea of SSRIs, we'll be talking about SSRIs and serotonin and depression. I want to just touch on a little bit of history and tell you how this whole antidepressant mania started, a depressing story in and of itself. And then we'll talk a little bit about the mythology of serotonin, and we'll tell you why you want to toss your Prozac, toss your Effexor, toss your Zoloft out in the toilet and take advantage of some nutritional ideas, some nutritional therapy to take care of mental health issues, whatever your mental health issue is, including depression. All right, so despite the fact that antidepressants these days are the go-to therapeutic strategy for psychiatric intervention, in the world of pharmaceuticals, these kinds of medications are relative newcomers. Before the 1950s, antidepressant therapy mostly involved electroconvulsive therapy. That's where the brain is electrically shocked into being not depressed, into being happy. I don't mean to be facetious here, but in terms of ignorant medical strategies, nothing beats the utter stupidity of this electroshock idea. We'll finish this up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. and 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. We got a shopping cart up there, a Join Now link if you want to click on it, videos and articles that explain what I call the Bright Side philosophy. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, you can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you want to start a business, they can help you do that as well. If you want to make some money selling Longevity products, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, and of course, you can always click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. All right, so continuing on talking about antidepressants. Antidepressants first became real big in the 1950s. Actually, they started around the 1930s or 1940s. Before antidepressant drugs came out, they were using electroconvulsive therapy. That's where the drug is electrically shocked into not being depressed. This whole idea of inducing seizures, and this is what electroshock therapy does, and it induces seizures in the brain. The whole idea of it, of shocking the brain or seizing the brain into treating mental health issues, actually began in the 1500s. And even though it's still used today as therapy for major depression, to this day, no one really knows why electroshock works, or even if it really does work, according to a report that was published in the American Psychiatric Association, in the Journal of the American Psychiatric Association in 2001. Electroshock therapy is, quote, only marginally more effective than placebo, unquote. This is a running theme in the world of psychiatric medicine, whether we're talking about drugs or whether we're talking about electroshock therapy. Seems like psychiatric treatments are only marginally more effective than placebo a lot of the time. We'll be talking about that in terms of serotonin reuptake inhibitors here in a minute. ECT, electroshock therapy, started in Italy. The modern version of ECT started in Italy in 1938. In the 1940s and 1950s, it was considered state-of-the-art for treating depression. And then the golden age of pharmaceuticals began, and drug therapy for psychiatric issues and for depression, among other health concerns, began. And as they say, the rest is history. The first antidepressant activity of medications was discovered by accident when researchers who were exploring drugs to treat tuberculosis noticed that patients who were taking TB drugs, tuberculosis drugs, were experiencing elevations in mood and reduced symptoms of depression. Before antidepressant therapy, specific drugs for antidepressant therapy came out, pharmaceutical companies were selling tranquilizers and amphetamines to deal with depression. One of the more interesting features of depression is the fact that, as psychiatrists will tell you, there's two kinds of depression. One is associated with mania and excitement, and another type of depression is associated with fatigue and with lethargy. In the case of this experimental tuberculosis drug, they found that the antidepressant activity of tuberculosis drugs worked on the kind of depression that was associated with lethargy and with fatigue. If you had anxiety or you had obsessive disorders, they would give you really powerful antipsychotic drugs until then, specifically something called chlorpromazine. And if you had the kind of depression that was associated with lethargy or associated with fatigue, the drug of choice was amphetamine, speed, which in and of itself is another interesting story, which might be worth a little bit of a digression here. Speed, amphetamines is obviously a huge problem these days. Methamphetamine and crank is a big problem in the United States and around the world. But the amphetamine issue that we're dealing with today is not the first time that we've had an amphetamine epidemic in this country. The original speed epidemic, the original amphetamine epidemic, started pretty much as soon as Americans got their hands on amphetamine type of drugs. Can you imagine what this must have been like, folks, in the 1930s? This is when amphetamines were discovered. And kind of in the 1930s, there was a whole move there was this love affair with technology and a love affair with science. Starting in the 1930s, we really advanced in a technological way. Our society, our culture really advanced in a technological way dramatically faster than any other time in human history. We were discovering the atom and quantum theory and electrical fields and biochemistry and clinical chemistry. Great advances were being made in astronomy and x-rays and radio and television. We basically went from a horse and buggy culture. We were tilling the fields with horses and we were riding on donkeys in the 1850s and 1860s. By the 1930s, we weren't riding on donkeys, we were riding on rocket ships. We didn't even know about other galaxies until the 1930s. The common knowledge was we just had the Milky Way because that's all we could see. In the 1930s, we just barely had discovered antibiotics. We just barely had discovered vitamins. And it was into this kind of historical milieu, this idea of drug technology, this notion of drug technology entered into this historic milieu of excitement about how science could save the world. So amphetamines were discovered in 1930, and can you imagine the excitement? Before speed came out, before amphetamines came out, if you were tired, you were pretty much just tired. You could get some coffee or some caffeine or some espresso, but now with amphetamines, all of a sudden you could stay up for 36 hours, you could be alert, you could be sharp, you'd have zero fatigue, and yes, you'd probably crash big time at the end of 36 hours, but for a day and a half, you would be up and raring to go. And even if you didn't need to stay up for 36 hours, you could sure feel really good on the stuff. That's why they used it as an antidepressant. People felt good on their amphetamines. But then this little thing called tolerance kicked in, and then you needed more and more pills to get the same results. Your pills would work less and less well, and you'd have more side effects. And all of a sudden, people started to get hooked on their amphetamines. The real explosion in the use of this stuff came in during World War II and after World War II as vets started coming home, and then people were starting to realize there was this withdrawal phenomenon, this stuff was addicting, and pretty soon it was recognized that there was a really, really big amphetamine problem. Social historians call this the first legal prescription drug epidemic, the great amphetamine epidemic of 1929 to 1971, as it was called in an article that was published in the American Journal of Public Health in 2008. So anyway, for a long time, antidepressant therapy was electroshock, amphetamines, or chlorpromazine. This is a high-tech antipsychotic medication. Then, all of a sudden, they started experimenting with tuberculosis drugs, and they noticed there was an antidepressant effect with something called isoniazid and its pharmaceutical cousin, iproniazid. These were the early days of pharmacology. Nobody really knew about the biochemistry of these things, so they only knew that they gave the stuff to patients who were depressed, and all of a sudden, patients were more vigorous, they felt more excited, and they said, well, gosh, maybe there's something we can do to manipulate the brain of depressed people, not with electroconvulsive therapy, not with major tranquilizers, not with speed, but with drugs that were specific for working on depression. Right around this time, antipsychotic drugs were developed. This is called the golden age of pharmacology. I remember mental asylums when I was growing up in the 1960s. Today we don't have these kinds of mental asylums. We've got mental hospitals maybe, or maybe asylums for the criminally insane. But these days you don't have mental asylums. Back in the 1960s and even before, there were all these mental asylums where people would just get stuck in there and they would stay in there for their entire lives. When drug therapy came out for dealing with psychotic behavior and dealing with depressed people, and all of a sudden people were released from the mental asylums, and we got into this idea that we could be drugged back into being mentally healthy. The first class of drugs, we'll finish this up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, you're listening to Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, Organica Seed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side talking about antidepressants and serotonin reuptake inhibitors. Just a little tiny little bit more about the history of antidepressants. Tomorrow we'll talk about specifically serotonin. Why serotonin is not the happy hormone you've probably been told that it is, and why you want to be very, very, very careful about playing around with your serotonin levels. So real quick, I just want to finish up with this idea of the history of antidepressants. Electroconvulsive therapy, shock therapy, was the first big treatment for antidepressant treatment. Then they got into amphetamines, and then they got into antipsychotics. They noticed that Around the 1950s, they noticed that tuberculosis drugs would elevate the mood of depressed patients, and that's when they started to get the notion that there were these specific chemicals in the brain that may be associated with depression. So they started doing research on these anti-tuberculosis drugs. They started manipulating the molecules, and by the late 1950s, they came out with the first big class of antidepressants, which are still used today. They're called the tricyclic antidepressants. Some of you may have heard of Elavil or Tofranil, which were the brand names for amitriptyline and imipramine. When I graduated pharmacy school in 1986, they were still using a lot of amitriptyline and imipramine. They're still using them a little bit, even though they're not a drop in the bucket, barely a drop in the bucket, compared to how much they're using the second generation antidepressants, which are called the SRIs or the SSRIs. The first generation of drugs worked on serotonin, but they also worked on another chemical, which is called norepinephrine. Norepinephrine is like your own natural speed, specifically your own natural speed for your brain. So it actually worked, unlike amphetamines, which gave you speed. These first class of antidepressants worked by increasing your brain's natural speed. The first class of antidepressants worked on your own natural speed, plus a little bit on serotonin. But then, all of a sudden, in the middle 1980s, they said, well, gosh, this serotonin stuff, it seems to be associated with depression for one reason or another. Unfortunately, as it turns out, these SSRIs, these serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, even though they work on serotonin, they don't really work on depression all that well. Dr. Erwin Kirsch wrote a book that came out about 5 or 6 years ago called The Emperor's New Drugs. Anybody who's dealing with depression or antidepressants, or if you have any family members who are taking antidepressants, you'd be wise to read this book, The Emperor's New Drug, by Dr. Erwin Kirsch, K-I-R-S-H. In the book, he talks about how there's really no proof that shows that these antidepressant drugs, these SSRIs, work any better than placebo. In fact, he actually published his results in a landmark study that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association back in 1998, where he showed that antidepressant drugs do not work any better or only slightly better than placebo. Antidepressant drugs work about 40% of the time. Placebo, which is sugar pills, work about 30% of the time. So really, according to these studies, according to Dr. Erwin Kirsch's studies and studies that were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, these antidepressant drugs only work slightly better than placebos. The thing about the brain is, we don't really know what's happening in the brain in terms of biochemistry, and this is why this idea of a chemical imbalance in the brain is so silly. We have no way of measuring accurately what's happening in the brain in terms of chemical balances or chemical imbalances. And I'm sorry to be stepping on anybody's toes here if you think you have a chemical imbalance or if you're attached to this chemical imbalance theory. I'm just talking biochemistry. This whole notion of a chemical imbalance theory is just pharmaceutical company propaganda, biochemical propaganda cooked up for commercial interests and sustained and perpetuated by Dr. Oz and by media doctors and by commercials. This idea that we have chemical imbalances in the brain is so ingrained in the cultural mindset that you have to be very, very savvy and very sophisticated and very aware and an info warrior if you're really going to be able to extricate yourself from this mythology, this meme, this crazy belief system about a chemical imbalance. The biggest problem with a chemical imbalance theory is the unpredictability of the drugs that are supposedly rebalancing the chemistry. People on SSRIs don't always get better. Even those SSRIs clearly manipulate serotonin levels in the brain. Just because you take an SSRI doesn't mean your depression is going to go away. And this is very important. If a chemical imbalance theory was accurate, as soon as you took these SSRIs, you would change your brain chemistry and you wouldn't be depressed anymore. And we know that that doesn't always happen. So this chemical imbalance theory has yet to be proven, yet we are drugging 1 out of 10 Americans, and in some demographic groups, a lot more than 1 out of 10 Americans, based on this notion that we can manipulate our brain chemistry back into being happy. Now, it's one thing to talk about antidepressants and the problem with antidepressants if you're dealing with norepinephrine, brain speed, if you will, but when you're talking about serotonin, big, big problems arise because serotonin does much, much more than make you happy. In fact, serotonin has got some really, really serious roles to play. And when I tell you about what these serious roles are, you're going to understand why it's absolute lunacy to be taking any drugs and mess around with your serotonin levels. We will talk about that tomorrow as we continue talking about SSRIs, why you don't want to take an SSRI, what serotonin really is, and what you can do from a nutritional standpoint if you're dealing with depression. We will talk about that tomorrow on The Bright Side and probably for the next couple of days. So if you know anybody on Prozac, if you're on Prozac or Effexor or Zoloft, if you're dealing with depression, you're going to want to tune into The Bright Side tomorrow as we continue talking about antidepressants, serotonin, and nutritional strategies for dealing with your depression. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 866-582-9933. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Texas and welcome Tina Marie to The Bright Side. What's up, Tina Marie?
Hi.
Hey, what's cooking? How can we help you?
I have struggled with constipation my whole life, like digestive problems.
Okay.
I've gone to doctors, been on every type of laxative, sulfosphate you can probably think of.
Okay.
And I'm still only having like a bowel movement like once a week.
That is very, very, very not good. When you're constipated, especially if you're that constipated, that sounds kind of severe. Poisons are building up in your blood, and that can lead to big trouble down the road. How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 29.
Okay. Well, we're going to get you straightened out, okay? The first thing you want to do when you're constipated, constipation is like your digestive system is in shock. You know, when you're in shock, there's two kinds of stress response. They call it the fight or flight response. When you're under stress, you go into fight, which means you fight whatever the stressor is, or you run. Fight or flight means you fight or you run. But what they don't tell you about fight or flight is that there's a third response to stress, and that's called the freeze response, or the deer in a headlight response, if you will. So really the fight or flight response should be called the fight or flight or freeze response, because freezing up is one of the ways that we deal with stress. And when you're constipated, that's exactly what's happening to your digestive system. Your digestive system is in shock, basically, and it's frozen. It's kind of like when your computer freaks out and it freezes up. You know, you got to do a reset. You know what I'm talking about? Ever happened to your iPhone? Or it freezes up, right? Well, that's what's happening to your digestive system. It's freezing up. So when your computer freezes up, what do you do? What do you do?
Reinstall Windows.
There you go. You reset it. Now, you don't have to necessarily reinstall Windows. You can sometimes turn your computer on and off, or you can pull the plug out and then wait 30 seconds and pull it in. You basically do what's called a reset, right? Well, guess what, Tina Marie? We're going to have to reset your digestive system, and I'm going to tell you how you do that. We're going to do exactly to your digestive system what we do to your computer when it freezes up. We're going to reset it, and I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. So hang tight, Tina Marie. We'll finish up with your phone call, and then we'll get to Armando and Gail and Matthew as we come back on The Bright Side.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about, because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed.
guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, we're back on the Bright Side. Tina Marie in Texas. Are you there? Tina?
Yes.
I was going to read your letter today, I think. Are you Tina?
Oh, yeah, I wrote you.
You wrote me a letter.
Yeah.
I was going to read this. I have it up on my screen here, and I was going to read it, so I'm glad you called. All right, so your constipation is a manifestation of a digestive system that's in shock. It's freaked out. And so the only thing you really need to do, and I'll give you some emergency measures here, things you could do to clear your colon out right away, but in the long run, what you want to do is you want to figure out what you're eating that's freaking your digestive system out. It's always going to be some kind of food. Now, assuming you don't have something wrong with the musculature down there or something mechanical that's wrong, chances are you're dealing with a food issue. And so what you're going to need to do is hit the reset button by going through a day or two of no food. If you can fast completely for 1 or 2 days, that's great. That's the best thing to do. If you can't, do lemon water or vegetable juice, some kind of liquid nutrition just to get you through a couple of days. You're going to hit the reset button, just like on your computer, you pull the plug out or you turn the computer on and off. You're going to do the same thing with your digestive system, and the digestive system's version of turning your computer on and off is going to be to fast. Does that make sense? You follow me?
Yeah.
Don't put anything in your digestive system for 1 or 2 days. That's going to be like a reset, and then you're going to start to introduce foods little by little. And the best way to do this is to pick just one kind of food and spend the day eating just that one kind of food. If it's dairy, just spend the whole day eating dairy. And I venture to say chances are pretty darn good that your problem is either related to dairy or grains. Those are usually the two biggest issues. Now, you could have a problem with beans. You might have a problem with eggs. There's really no telling what are all of the things that you're having a problem with. But the chances are pretty good that it involves at least dairy or grains. Okay, you with me so far?
Yeah.
So that means you're going to hit the reset button, fast for a couple of days, and then spend all day eating cheese, spend all day eating ice cream, spend all day eating just dairy products and see what happens. Chances are you're going to find yourself clogged up. If that's the case, you know you got a problem with dairy. The next day, spend the whole day eating just bread or flour or cereal. See what happens. If you're clogged up, chances are you got issues with grains and with cereal products as well. You follow where I'm going with this?
Yep.
Third day, just eggs. Fourth day, just spinach. It'll also help you if you pick foods that you really like, because usually the culprit is things that you're eating a lot of, and those are foods that you really like. Now, for emergency measures, you got to clear yourself out before you even start this process. Do a high doses of vitamin C and or high doses of magnesium. Both of these are wonderful laxatives. And by high doses, I'm talking anywhere from 10 to 20 grams. That would be 2 to 4 teaspoons full of vitamin C a day in water. That's a huge amount. Or also you could do something called magnesium citrate, which you can, magnesium phosphate or phosphate of magnesium, they call it. You can get that at a drugstore, or you can do magnesium powder. Do around 1,000 to 2,000, even up to 3,000 milligrams of magnesium. That can also act as a wonderful laxative. So both of those will clear you out in terms of an emergency measure. And then once you're cleared out, do the reset where you do a fast for a couple of days. If you can completely fast, that's great. If not, do vegetable juices or lemon juice, something real easy on the system. And then after you've done that, after you've done the reset, start to introduce the problem foods back into your system and see what happens. And then once you find that certain foods are causing this freeze response, this constipation response, those are foods that you need to eliminate. Then, once you've figured out those foods, make sure you get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. Your stools are composed largely of bacteria in the gut. A good probiotic supplement is very, very important for keeping yourself regular. And then make sure that you're getting enough fiber. There's several ways to get fiber. You can do it through vegetables. My favorite way to get fiber is to grind up flax seeds fresh every morning. Get yourself a little coffee grinder and then grind up about 3 or 4 tablespoons of flax seeds, and then do a teaspoon or so of flax seed maybe every couple, 3 hours or so throughout the day, and that'll also, you can also use that to keep you regular. Okay, so you got a bunch of ideas there. Does that help you, Tina?
That helps me a lot. Thank you so much.
Good deal. God bless. Why don't you send me a letter here or call in a couple of days or a week or so and let me know what you found out, okay?
All right, definitely. Thank you.
Thanks, Tina Marie. Take care. Okay, moving on. Armando, what's up, buddy?
Hello?
Hey, Armando.
Hey, Ben. I'd like to first of all thank you for everything you've helped me with. It's really changed my family a lot.
Thank you, Armando. What's going on?
No, thank you. Anyways, I have an aunt. She has hepatitis C, and she has cirrhosis of the liver. One time we got her the BTT, and she loved it. I mean, the life was back into her just with the BTT.
Nice.
Well, financial problems happened. She couldn't afford it, so we went ahead and went individual supplements. We got her some selenium, some zinc, some EFAs, you know, the same type of, I guess, formula that Longevity has, but a cheaper version.
Okay.
And, well, she went to the doctor, and everything got worse. The doctor took her off all of that. Okay, say no more and none of that. Okay, so that really frustrated me. And then he told her, as far as her diet, low protein, high carbohydrate intake.
Okay.
Can you explain to me why a doctor would tell her that?
Because he's a bonehead. That's why.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But
because he's
like
a numbskull. What kind of idiot health professional would tell somebody to eat high carbohydrates and low protein? Listen, hepatitis is an itis, like arthritis or conjunctivitis or pancreatitis or whatever, diverticulitis. Whenever you hear itis, you got an inflammation. It doesn't matter if it's hepatitis C or B or A or D or E, you got an inflamed liver. Now, the fact is she's also got cirrhosis. So this is a very toxic woman, because the liver is your major detoxification organ. When it's inflamed, you're dealing with a toxicity in your major detoxifying system. Your detoxifying organ is overloaded. It's stressed. It's burnt out, so it's becoming inflamed. Now, the liver does many, many things. There's over 500 different reactions, 500 different processes that the liver is undergoing. But the major, or one of the most important things it's doing, is it's processing food. Now, given that most of us are eating crappy all day long, it makes a lot of sense that you, over time, you're going to end up with itises in the liver, hepatitis, or you're going to end up with cirrhosis, you're going to end up with liver problems. So the first thing you want to do when you got hepatitis, when you got cirrhosis, when you have fatty liver, when you have any kind of liver issue, is work on your digestive system. Focus on foods. I know I say this all the time, but it is just so, so fundamental and so, so important. How old is your aunt, by the way, Armando?
She's about 50, maybe 51.
Is she willing to change her life? Is she willing to make a change?
She does, but she's confused. You know, I tell her everything that I've learned through your
show. Let's clear it up. Let's clear it up for her and simplify it, okay? Have her stop eating for a day or two, and then gradually, just like we were talking to Tina Marie before you, have her hit the reset button. Stop eating for a day or two, if she can. If she can't, have her do soups or juices for a couple of days, so it's real easy on the digestive system. And by the way, Armando, I'm not a psychic. I don't know your aunt, but I can tell you that she knows she's got some kind of digestive symptoms. And this is very important, because if you know you have digestive symptoms, now you have a barometer. You have a diagnostic tool. You have a way of measuring your results. So if she says, let's just say she's constipated or she has runny stools, one or the other, okay? If she stops eating for a couple of days and then reintroduces her foods back into her diet, she can go by how well her symptoms improve to determine how she's doing with her food. So if her constipation gets worse when she eats certain foods, she knows that she's eating the wrong foods. Or if her diarrhea or runny stools get worse, she knows she's eating the wrong kinds of foods. She wants to link her digestive symptoms to foods. Does that make sense so far, Armando?
Oh, yes, sir. I totally get this, and I've told her all this already.
Well, you know, you can only do what you can do. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't drink. So step number one for hepatitis and for cirrhosis and for liver issues is focus on specific foods and specific digestive issues, and then eliminate those foods. The second thing you could do is use nutritional supplements for the digestive system. Probiotics are a must-have. Digestive enzymes are very helpful. The amino acid glutamine, G-L-U-T-A-M-I-N-E, can be multifunctional. Not only is it important for the digestive system, but it can also be important for brain health, and it can also be important for liver health. It'll help her with the hepatitis. Just glutamine alone will help her with the hepatitis. 5 grams a day, which is a teaspoon a day of glutamine powder. Don't waste your money on the capsules or the tablets. Use glutamine powder. You can also use vitamin E for the liver. Very, very important for liver health. If she's not processing her vitamin E or her fats very well, she's not going to process her vitamin E. So make sure she takes her vitamin E with foods. I'd be using 400 international units of vitamin E a day. Vitamin C is very, very important for the liver. It's a shame that her doctor has taken her off the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because that can be very helpful for the liver. Selenium, it's a shame she's off of selenium, because that's also very important for the liver. Essential fatty acids are important for the liver as well. If you shoot me an email, buddy, Armando, Ben at KSCO.com, I'll give you a bunch of good liver nutrients. But really, you got to have her focus on the digestive system. The liver is primarily a digestive, well, not primarily, but largely a digestive structure. And anytime you have liver issues, whether it's fatty liver, cirrhosis, or hepatitis, the first thing you're going to want to do is focus on the digestive system. Thanks so much for your call and your kind words. Appreciate it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, go to my website, brightsideben.com. Join the Brightside Ben team. Give the Brightside Ben phone team a call at 866-735-2470 to tell you all about it. We'll talk about serotonin tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you." Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.